Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. We are living in a pretty rocky world. Wars are breaking out between countries almost daily. Our own country is facing cataclysmic changes. We're not the same at our core any longer. What once held us together was a firm reliance upon God and the principles upon which our nation was established. God is little more than a swear word to many. The foundational principles that formed the glue that held us tightly together have been undermined and attacked, not from without, but from within. Even something as long-standing that acted as a guiding light, the Ten Commandments, has been prohibited from public display in most of our institutions today. Those guidelines that were used to shape our character and mold us as good citizens have become mocked and ridiculed. The days when we could argue on the basis of right and wrong are sadly almost over. Those teachers who used simple textbooks based upon the Bible relied authoritatively on works like the New England Primer, which was used in our schools for over 150 years. The education taught was reading, writing, and arithmetic. And oddly enough, some of the most outstanding intellects in our history sprung from such teaching. With so many attacks on the principles we hold dear, and with a culture determined to revolt against the institutions established in the Bible, like marriage between a man and a woman, and the church comprised of saved, baptized believers, and a government ultimately patterned after God's creation of authority, how can we ever remain steadfast and true to the path God has established for us? In His wisdom, God made provision for His children to remain true to Him and His Word in every era and through every generation. The Lord knew that societies would ebb and flow in the respect for Him and His Word. There would be times when the general public would be in agreement that God is to be worshiped and obeyed. But there would also be times when God would become ignored or even fought against. No matter what the spiritual atmosphere of society happens to be, God has made a way for us to remain steady and submitted to Him. God's ways always work, and it always produces the greatest long-term blessing. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:8, "Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ?" Notice that which steadies us and keeps us on track is not our great intellects or our steely willpower. Honesty would have to admit that we tend to fail in spite of both of those. What God has provided for us is Himself. God wants to be our source of strength and confidence no matter what storm is howling around us. The world could be literally shaking all around us, and supported by His presence, we can remain strong and calm in Him. Let's stop threatening to fall apart because of all the chaos around us in the world, and let's cast our dependence upon the Lord. He can and will sustain us to the end. God bless you today. I love you.